As rioters stormed into the Capitol, some members of Congress were evacuated to safety. Others donned gas masks and took shelter. Joining us now to talk about his experience, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. Senator, thank you for joining us. Glad that you were safe yesterday. Tell us about your experience from the beginning and what happened to you.
Well, it's good to be with you. It was a really bad day for our democracy yesterday as a violent mob stormed the Capitol. It was very important that we stay late into the night to finish the certification. I had gone over to the House of Representatives for the beginning of the joint session. We got to the state of Arizona. There was an objection, so I was heading back over to the Senate. I had to pick up a few things in my office because I was going to be making some remarks on the Senate floor. And as I headed back toward the Capitol Police said we were on lockdown. So I went to a safe place and was in touch with my colleagues. But, you know, witnessed a lot of this, as many Americans did, watching it on TV. I was not in the chamber, but obviously in touch with my colleagues.
Now, we've seen video and pictures of some of the offices there that have been taken over by some of the protesters. Was your office disturbed at all?
No, my office was not. And we did see a number of, offices ransacked. We saw, rioters on the floor of the Senate in the House. We had the image of one of the rioters taking down an American flag at the Capitol and putting up a Trump flag. And that really, captured what this was all about, because we have a president who refuses to accept the outcome of an election, essentially sending this crowd down to Capitol Hill. And too many members of the House and Senate who were willing to aid and abet in this fraud. But the good news for our democracy, if there is any from yesterday, is that we persevered and late into the night and finished the job and made very clear that a mob, a violent mob, wasn't going to overturn our democratic process.
Do you have security concerns about the Capitol moving forward? Do you think there was a failure here and should it be looked into?
It should certainly be looked into. And, I never imagined that we would see a violent mob being able to, first get into the exterior of the Capitol, let alone, be able to, run wild on the floor of the Senate and floor of the House. So there will definitely be, a review of what happened. I do want to thank all those folks who put themselves in harm's way, the Capitol Police. And there were injuries. And so I think it's important to, recognize that without that security, you could have seen a lot more damage and even more than one life lost. But all that being said, I think it's going to be important to do a review.
The prospect of invoking the 25th Amendment has been raised, removing President Trump from office. What is your view on that?
My view is we should have looked at that option, much earlier, members of his cabinet, and it's never too late to take a look. But we've just, we've got about, 13 days left to go till Joe Biden is sworn in. And, my focus right now is working with the incoming Biden team so that, we can get off to a fast start. And, of course, we just had two new Democratic senators elected in the state of Georgia. So Democrats will now have a thin majority in the Senate. So I'm mostly focused on getting ready to do important work for the American people.